You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Do you have an ego problem? Now, if a person has a big ego and full of themselves, we refer to that person as an I am. But in the Bible, the name I am is a very special name. It's a name by which God made himself known to Moses thousands of years ago.
In the Bible, the term I am is a name attributed by God to himself. He spoke to Moses out of a burning bush that wasn't consumed. When Moses asked, "Who are you?" the voice answered, "I am who I am. Tell Pharaoh, I am has sent me to you."
Through Moses, God said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Pharaoh said, "I don't know Jehovah the Lord, and I refuse to let the Hebrews go. Get out of here." Pharaoh hardened his heart against God many times. Finally, he lost his own life and his army when God parted the waters of the Red Sea.
Moses was a descendant of the patriarch Jacob, who migrated to Egypt. Jacob's descendants became the slaves of the Pharaohs, and life under the whip was hard. As they raised monuments for Pharaoh, their bondage became unbearable. Then salvation came from an unexpected quarter, one of their own, a Hebrew and a prince of the house of Pharaoh.
Time marches on, and now we come down to the great Hebrew leader Moses. By curious circumstances, he was brought up and educated in the court of Pharaoh. Certain historians have suggested that prior to his wilderness experience, he was a general in Pharaoh's army, but the Bible is silent on this point.
One day Moses saw an Egyptian taskmaster cruelly flogging an Israeli slave. He killed the man, and now, with the threat of death hanging over his head, he got out of Egypt and obtained work as a shepherd to a sheep herder out in a desert area of the country.
And then one day, God spoke to Moses face to face. Moses noticed that a bush was on fire and yet was not burning. Drawing near, he was startled to hear a voice. It was the voice of God commissioning him to go back to Egypt and lead the Hebrews to a land of promise. Today, that land is known as Israel.
Now remember, when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, he told him to go and say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go," and tell him, "I am has sent me to you." That title, I am, is identical to another name, Jehovah, and is generally translated today as Lord. God revealed himself to Adam at the creation, and later to Noah, Abraham, and Moses.
The New Testament of the Bible records Jesus Christ, the Son of God, fulfilling all the promises made to the men of old. In the Bible, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." You see, as God, Jesus existed before Abraham was born, and he fulfilled God's promises by dying on the cross to take away our sin. Salvation is only found by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
And when he was here on earth, Jesus Christ claimed a divine title. He used the words, "I am," many times. He said, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd." He also said, "I am the resurrection and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me."
Now, if Jesus, the Son of God, is God, then he is the great I am. And that adds up to the fact that on the cross, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. That's why the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank 2170.